Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the beep. We will return your call.
Oh, hi, Joe. It's Tina from Local Splash. I was following up regarding your account and the cancellation request. We cannot cancel an account via email or text. We have to talk to you to verify identity. So please call me when you have a moment, 877-635-6225, extension 777. And my name again is Tina. Okay,
Hello.
Have a nice. Oh,
Hello.
Hi, Joe. Hi, I'm happy that you picked up. Hi, how are you?
I'm okay.
Good. Yeah, I was just leaving you a message letting you know that I'm in the cancellation department, and I know that you recently signed up with us, and now you're having some second thoughts and wanting to cancel?
Yes.
Okay, what's going on?
We signed up for another advertising thing that I didn't know of until today. And it's way over our budget now, and I just don't want to move forward with it no more. Or we don't, I should say.
I see. Okay. Thank you for relaying that. I need to give you some options, because if you recall in your terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, the $348 that you paid is a non-refundable amount, and that's just because as soon as we bring a client on board, we start the content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations. So what I'm thinking is I can cancel the account, obviously, if that's what you want, but since you already paid, I could also push the next billing out an additional 2 weeks for free, and my objective in doing that is to give you plenty of time to get JP Cabinets and Millwork on the first page of Google, get your phone ringing with new business, and that way you can recoup some of that money that you've invested. And with the extra 2 weeks applied, you're going to have all the way till November 27th. Now, come November 27th, you also have an option that would make things a little bit more affordable if you wanted to at that point, where your program includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. So if you want to at any time, you could remove the Facebook ads, and that would lower your subscription to $149 monthly. So I'm confident that you're going to see such a solid return that you're probably going to want to keep the Google, the Bing, the Facebook, the directories, the whole nine yards, right? But if you do come to that point and you realize, you know, you want something a little bit more affordable, we could definitely adjust your package to $149.
No, I think we just want to cancel completely.
Okay. So I'm just concerned because I hate to see you throw that $348 down the toilet, you know, because you already paid for it.
Yeah, I know. I just don't want to, what can you guys do from now until whatever it's over? I don't want to extend anything, or
I don't want
a recurring payment or anything.
Okay. So if I put the extra 2 weeks for free on there, you would still have to call back before the next billing in order to cancel. So it doesn't cancel automatically, but I could send you an email reminder maybe a week ahead of time just saying, you know, hey, Joe, Local Splash will bill on the 27th, and that way you would have plenty of time to call us and cancel it before you had any further charges. But you have to understand one thing, Joe. I don't know what else you signed up with or where you're investing, you know, your marketing dollars, but our intention here at Local Splash is never to have anybody spend, $249 a month with us and then just break even. Because if that's the case, although that's nice, that's not a smart marketing decision, right? So our goal is to make sure that every client of ours yields a minimum of a 10-to-1 return on investment. And with a program like this, it's a no-brainer because we're already putting you where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions where that high revenue is generated. You know, and just to give you kind of an idea as to what's trending in the area, I don't know if Hawk went over this information with you or not, but just over the last 30 days in your area, there were 1,218 searches done just on Google in the keywords that relate to your category. So that tells me that there's some solid business in your backyard. The problem is that currently you have a very weak internet presence, so it's slipping through your fingers. And this is something that will fix that for you, put you front and center, and get your phone ringing with new business. You know, and I don't want you to think either that I'm saying, you know, oh, you know, continue on with it, Joe, and you'll get 1,218 clients flooding in, because that's definitely not realistic. But what we do know is that 87% of consumers will hire off the first page. So for you as a small business, even a percentage of that is going to be life-changing for you and life-changing for your business. You know, and then if you take that extra 2 weeks that I would apply on the back end, and the reason I would apply it is first page placement doesn't happen overnight. It takes hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming in order to get you there. So if you, you know, take the money that you spent for the month and calculate it out with the extra 2 weeks for free, it only boils down to $5 and some change a day that you would have paid to continue with this and try it, so that you can kind of make your decision on results, you know?
Okay, so let's do that. And mm-hmm. I'm going to call you guys back on by the first week in November.
You got it. So you'll have a little bit more time because I gave you to November 27th. What I'm going to do, let me just check my calendar here. November 20th is a Monday, so I'm going to send you an email that Monday on the 20th, and it'll just say, reminder, Local Splash will bill on the 27th. That way you'll get a little reminder in your email to call us, but like I said, I'm pretty confident that you're probably going to want to continue with it, okay?
I hope so.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. You're going to love it, absolutely. So now, before you sent in the cancellation request, you had sent in a request asking about the Facebook. Were you having trouble adding us to the Facebook page by chance, or?
No, it's just I had a question on, I don't know, what was I doing? There's task access, and then there's Facebook person access. And I didn't know which one you guys wanted. Cause if I give you Facebook person access,
mm-hmm.
That gives you guys full control of my Facebook account.
So that's normally not my department. I'm not sure which one you would have to select, but I'll resend you the email. It has the instructions. There's three individuals that you would add, but I want you to understand something, is that we need access to the page in order to run Facebook ads on it,
right?
But the ownership of the page belongs to you. It's your business. So just because you're giving them access, that doesn't mean that they take over the page and they hijack it and you can never get it back. If you ever decide to stop working with Local Splash, you just go in and you use that email.
Well, that's another reason why, because I've had this experience before.
Yep.
To where somebody, I start giving access to companies, to this particular company, and they ended up logging me out and kicking me out of my own website, my own Facebook. And then when I canceled with them, they never gave me that back, and they just completely did me wrong. And I do not want to have that happen again.
I'm so sorry to hear that, Joe.
Well,
you know,
I
don't even think
to...
that's legal. I think that that's extortion. If some company tries to take over your stuff, that it belongs to your business.
Well, yeah, it got turned. Well, what happened? Everything got turned off, and then they went out of business.
Oh,
well, then
my
it
gosh.
wasn't just me that got screwed. It was a couple of my buddies that have own businesses. The same thing happened.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. So one thing you have to know is that anything that we have you add us to, you just go in there and you add us as a manager, but you're still the owner. So we wouldn't even have access to go in there and take over the page because we're not the owner of it. All we're doing is working on it so that we can, you know, optimize the Google listing to get on the first page. We can start the Facebook ads. But again, you still maintain the ownership of it. And since you have the login on your end, all you have to do is if you ever stop working with Local Splash is you just go in and you remove that access. You see, because we're not going to take over ownership of the page. We're just going to manage it. And I think that maybe the other company, when they had you add them, they probably had you add them as an owner and not a manager. Because if they were just a manager, they wouldn't have even been able to do that. So you don't have to worry about anything like that. All we're going to do is have access to it so that we can start working on the ads and get you some results.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, all right, we'll see what happens. I'm trusting here. I don't know if that's a smart thing to do as a business, but, you know, I do want my phone ringing.
Well, you're going to think it's very smart because look at it this way. I don't know if you looked on our website, but we have 18 years of industry expertise. We're pioneers in the industry. And over 18 years as a corporation, we've serviced over 48,000 active clients all over United States and Canada. And we have a 97% retention rate with our clients. So there's definitely a reason, you know, that tens of thousands of business owners all over North America renew with this program, you know, month after month after month. They're not renewing because they have to, you know, because nobody signed a contract. They're renewing because the program is working and it's profitable and it's bringing them business. You know what I mean? And that's why I see that you're going to do very, very well with it because you're in Corona and there's already, you know, an impressive book of business in that area. We just need to beef up your internet presence so you start capturing some of it. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, let's do that then. Let's do what you said and then I'll just stick with it for now.
Okay. And then do you want to look over the Facebook email, the one that we sent you earlier, and then if you have any questions, I can have that department reach out to you. I don't know because I'm normally not the one that goes in.
Yeah, have them reach out to me.
Okay, you got it. I'll send a message over there right now. And then also, you have a cell line in here ending on 3499. Is that the best one to send a text to, or is it this line? That one. Okay. I'm going to send you my direct line. My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. So that way, if you have any questions down the road, you can use me as a point of contact. And I'll tell you, you know, I'm not a technician. I don't do programming, but absolutely reach out to me at any time because if I can't help you, I can at least get you to the person that can. Okay.
And what's your department?
I'm actually, it's called the Revenue Achievement Department. So, that's actually what my role is. I usually call out and help with failed payments and things like that. So, if someone's having a problem with their billing method or something, I usually will call them and try to get it straightened out. But,
okay.
Let me just see here. Okay, yeah, that text just went out. And so I'll send the message over to that Facebook department right now. Typically when I send it out, they say, oh, let them know that they'll get a call within one business day. I'm pretty sure that they'll call you right away if they're available, but if not, no later than tomorrow, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, and have a really great rest of your week too, okay,
Joe?
All right,
Tina. All right, thanks.
All right,
bye.
Take care now. Bye.